Good morning! This is Bronwyn Kilroy, and you're listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Positive Energy Show on Alive 90.5 FM, where your motion controls your emotion.
Well, Sydney, the time has come. Are you ready? Well, the AFWF Commissioner Matt Svensson commented the wait is finally over. The Australian Wrestling Federation will return to live events in 2021 after a forced breakdown due to the pandemic. Our wrestlers are pumped. Our team is ready. AWF Army of Supporters, we are calling on you to come and support AWF Pro Wrestling Reset at Blacktown and the follow-up events. Make the trip to Blacktown each month. The events are going to present world-class quality wrestling that any fan, young or old, will be able to enjoy. This will be a monthly event that will be part of and not one to miss. So we've got some special guests in the studio today. I'm going to take a stab at their weight, so excuse me if I got it wrong. In the corner, weighing it at 110 kilos, we have Tobias Hemmingsworth Jr. And here's the actor, pro wrestling extraordinaire, and looks to combine his skills from both worlds at AWF Reset as he teams with his friend Akal to take on the western suburbs underground of torture and trauma. Hemmingsworth scored a win in his premiere at AWF Slamdemic and is looking to bring the momentum to Blacktown, where he hopes to attain award-winning performance and sign many, many autographs after. He's young, he's blonde, and he's good-looking. And then we have Akal. Now, Akal, I'm a bit worried about because he's asking about TikTok, but he's a social influencer. And he's a product of the AWF School of Pro Wrestling and is excited to be wrestling in Blacktown for the first time for all his followers. Hot off victory at AWF Slamdemic, Akal will team with Tobias Hemmingsworth Jr. to battle torture and trauma services. And then on the call we have, hell yeah, hell yeah, are you there?
Hell yeah, I'm here.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great intro, mate. I need a bit of an intro about you because you're hot with the press. And I know that you are set to fight the South American with TNT. You're set to fight the South American duo of Mad Max and Darius Vega for the tag team titles at AWF Reset in front of TNT's home audience of Blacktown.
That's right. Me and my tag team partner, TNT, are going to be taking on Darius Vega and Mad Max. It's awesome. Going to be a pretty great time, I can tell you. Mad Max and I, we had a bit of a scrap at the last show that we had in Marrickville a couple of weeks ago, and he might have got the win over me there, but we're definitely going to be giving them a real good fight this Friday night at Blacktown.
Excellent. So you've wrestled professionally for 27 years and you're a seven-time Australasian champion, AWA world champion, and many more independent titles. And you're currently in your second reign title reign with partner, hell yeah, as a Detonation crew. Detonation.
No, that's the guy outside, man. But he should claim that. He should definitely claim that.
He's been wrestling for 27 years. I've been wrestling for 2 years now, but I've been fighting and doing martial arts for almost 10 years.
Okay, well, that's bad on me. TNT's easier, but we'll bring him later. Well, I'll do that again. Okay. Awesome. Well, let's have a chat right now to Tobias Hemmingsworth Jr.
Tobias and Mikhail.
A cow.
You.
You. Woo, woo,
woo, you know, woo. You should be our backup ring announcer the way you
reckon?
Announced us before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were asking him.
Incredible.
We were asking him if he was practicing in the mirror this morning or something. Just by himself.
It's a wrestling intro. You've got to come in hard on those.
Oh, no, definitely. I love announcing. So on that, by the way.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Okay, you need to speak up.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're sharing a microphone like a good tag team would.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
This is a beautiful imagery of their face and their cheeks pushed together.
Our lips are very close.
You guys are one of the greatest tag teams ever so far. From what I'm seeing, the connection you guys have, I'm sure you guys kill it in the ring. You guys are like undefeated, right?
Well, yeah, we're both undefeated. We both had our first match, so we're 1-0.
So it's a good start.
It's undefeated, guys.
It still counts.
The best in the world.
I don't want to claim undefeated yet, you know, because we're only one up. But you know, it is what it is.
I'll happily claim undefeated. We are undefeated in singles competition. However, this is our first tag match, so. And we are going up against some pretty tough guys, albeit they did lose their first match. So, ha ha. albeit against the tag team champs.
Can you guys just quickly remember
I don't know what to feel going into this.
Again, I'm struggling to remember a bit who they lost.
What about you?
Okay. Oh, I'm pretty sure they lost to Hell Yeah!
I could have almost forgotten that.
I need to come and get advice from you, man. I need the blueprint on how to beat these guys. You know what I mean? But you know what I think? I think the good thing, I think for a tag team...
The audience want to shout all sorts of awesome things. Whether they're going to shout your name, whether they're going to shout Hell Yeah's name, it really doesn't matter as long as they get behind you and you can kick some ass and put on a good show. That's what you're out there for.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. JD's Hell Yeah's like my mentor. He's helped me out a little bit here and there. But you know, I think the key to a good tag team is a good bromance. Mm. And I think we have that. I think you need to have a special sort of connection. Yeah. I think that's what it's all about, you know, whether it's it's not just about training in the gym together and learning moves together. It's about going on picnics together and really experiencing each other, getting to know each other, being connected on a certain level.
Staring each other in the eyes.
So who feeds who the chocolate-coated strawberries?
Oh, that's his job.
Oh, okay. He looks so happy when you were talking about the moment.
And that's the key to it. But the problem is, see, torture and trauma, here's my issue, all right? I'll explain it here. My issue is real simple. With torture and trauma, I've seen a lot of people that go with, like, awesome names, yeah? They've got these really awesome names, torture, trauma, very scary. But that's an intimidation factor. That's a lack of confidence on their part. They want us to be scared. We're not going to be scared. We're overcoming challenges. We're taking it down. AWF Pro Wrestling Reset this Friday night. Come watch it. It's going to be an awesome show. It's going to be a gold Logie winning performance from this guy. And it's going to be some viral content from me. So
I'm loving it. So you're a social media influencer, right?
Yeah. I am. I'm a social media influencer. You know what? Social media influencer, the name influencer has got a bit of a bad connotation right now. But you know, what I'm thinking is I'm going to be that influencer that fights for my followers. You know what I mean? I don't want to take influencer to this sort of bad name. I don't want to just be selling organic coffee beans and diet pills. You know what I mean? We're here for the long haul. We're here to fight for the followers. Doesn't matter what happens. But yes, I'm a bit of an influencer, or at least I'm trying, you know.
And if people were to find you on social media, what would be the best platforms?
So you can either find me on socialinfluencer_AWF or I've got my own little podcast, but we're not here to promote that today. Fight Day Fanboy Pod, where I talk about MMA and stuff as well. But mainly the wrestling, socialinfluencer_AWF. Anyway, Tobias, where can Tobias, you know, you've got to get your plug in. Let's go in.
Now we're on to the Tobias plug.
Oh,
Tobias
God,
Hemmingsworth Jr.
Hemmingsworth. Yeah, that's it. That's the
one. What a name.
I love it. Yeah, so acting and wrestling and full-time disappointment to my parents. I love it.
How's it feel?
It feels like my entire existence is a joke, but as soon as I step through those ropes, I feel like I'm flying. It was the happiest I have ever been. And I thought for sure, as soon as I made an entrance, people would boo me. They'd look at my turtleneck, they'd look at my stupid face, and they would boo me out of the building. But because wrestling has had a bit of a hiatus, I think people were just excited to see me. And I'll cash in on that, baby. That's awesome. And I'm just so glad that I got the response that I did. And I'm so glad that my friend Akel was there to help me and hold my hand through this experience. No pun intended. I do love you. It's great. I still probably should follow you on social media. I don't do that yet.
It's so. Not love until you follow, brother.
Okay, I'll do that as soon as this interview.
I'm pretty sure the people are cheering you because you're such a good looking dude.
Oh my God!
You're like what, 7 foot, blonde hair, blue eyes.
I'm 8'6".
Actually looks like Shaggy. You know, Scooby Doo.
No,
a more distinguished version.
You people are too kind, and you need glasses.
So during the COVID period, how was that? Especially because wrestling is a sporting entertainment industry, mm-hmm. and you obviously need audience members to be able to, you know, function. How was life during that COVID period?
It was incredibly difficult. Thankfully, TNT still continued training us, obviously taking the right precautions, making sure that we cleaned the ring, cleaned ourselves, and we just had to have a little bit more of that extra trust in one another. I think that everyone was very, very much so on edge, and everyone was looking for an outlet like wrestling to help them through a tough time like that. That certainly is what got me through that time, working two jobs in a pandemic and having nothing else going on. At least I could go home and realize that I'm I'm training to wrestle, and it was awesome. It was difficult, but I think a lot of the rest of the share the same sentiment of I want to get back in the ring as soon as possible, and I want to do it in front of fans, because without the fans, I think a lot of the magic is gone.
Definitely. Yeah, it's pretty hard to film movies with no sets. But I think with wrestling, what a lot of people don't understand, especially in Australia, with international markets, most people think WWE, you know, millions of dollars, heaps of money. But here it's still very much emerging. You know, we're still trying to make a name for ourselves, still trying to get a venue. You know, and when you can't do that, it's tough. You sort of sweep the legs from under us. Mm-hmm. But you know what? When you take something away, you know, it creates more demand. People sort of want that live entertainment. We just did a event in Marrickville. And you could see there's musos there, man. There were people who would go to like jazz gigs and they'd come and they'd just get, you know, on the beers with their mates and come watch the wrestling. So,
right. Is Hallier still there?
Yeah.
I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, same as you, Hallier. How was the COVID period for you during that time?
Well, it was definitely a lot harder to practice wrestling. You know, it's very difficult to keep social distancing when you're trying to get someone in a headlock or kick them right in the head. But. I still had my jobs. My work wasn't really affected throughout all of the pandemic. It was pretty good being an undefeated tag team champion for an entire year, but without any shows to actually compete, it's kind of a moot point. But it was definitely something that I really missed throughout the period. And now that it's all coming back, it's so good. I'm back doing what I love. I love performing for crowds. I love kicking ass in a ring. And I love hearing people shouting hell yeah at me. It's been amazing now that it's all come.
Hell yeah.
Ooh. So, Ollie, guys, what was your inspiration? I grew up with WWF, by the way, and I still remember all the classics, you know, The Undertaker and Big Boss Man and Ultimate Warrior, The Big Show, all of those guys. Yeah. What were some of your childhood characters? It might be before your time, though, but yeah.
For me, I was a bit of a late bloomer. I started watching in high school and I flicked the television onto Fox 8 and I thought, what is this? This is ridiculous. I hate this. And then I stopped watching it ironically and I thought, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Oh my God. So I grew up in the era of CM Punk. I think that he is a huge inspiration to me as a wrestler and as a person. Although I don't have the straight edge part down pat yet. I'm still working on it. Apart from him, someone who I really, really like his style of wrestling is William Regal. I think he's hard-hitting and he has no wasted motion in the ring. And that's something that I really want to try to replicate in order to have people not look at me as just an actor, but actually as a fighter, as a wrestler. What about you, Akil?
Well, for me, probably I was maybe a bit earlier, probably about 03, 04. But whenever the first time you see it, it's magic. You know what I mean? And it's weird because it was pretty awful the first time I saw it. I saw so Kurt Angle, he shot Big Show with the tranquilizer gun, like what you like how you'd shoot people like in like a zoo or something. And Big Show and I was like, oh man, I got to watch next week to see what happens. So Big Show woke up, and then Kurt Angle fought Eddie Guerrero, and then that blew my mind. That took my wrestling took my heart then, because Eddie Guerrero, rest in peace.
Yeah. So what we'll do is now thank you guys for joining us. We've got another two wrestlers joining us shortly. In the studio we got TNT and we also have Nikki Petit. I'm not quite sure. Is that a stage name?
Nikki Petit.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So I've got a bit of intro as well for her as well. Well, thank you, Akel.
No worries.
Thank you, Mr. Tobias Hemingworth Jr. And hell yeah.
You've almost got it. You've got to put more passion and energy.
Hell yeah.
That's a bit better, yeah.
Or should I go?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Now, real quickly before I go, Torture and Trauma, this Friday night, it's going to be a bad night for you. Tobias and fucking Akel are coming.
I concur. Thank you very much for having us. It was a pleasure.
Apologies for any profanities that we used in the last second. Apologies to all our listeners out there. I will put some chilies in his mouth afterwards. Okay. On that note, yes, if you want to join the wrestling, there is wrestling on Friday in Blacktown. What is the location, by the way? We haven't told
you. Bowman Hall, Blacktown. Very close to the station. Yes. I'd suggest you park at Kmart if you know Blacktown.
Yep.
They won't ticket you. I've done it several times and I haven't gotten away with it.
Is your car still there when you get back?
here or there. It depends on what kind of car you drive. If it's a nice car, probably not.
Okay, so 6:30 on Friday, doors open for the event that starts at 7 p.m.
Yeah, bring a terrible car.
Okay, awesome. We're going to cross over with some music, and shortly after that, we'll be bringing TNT and Nikki Petit in the studio. So we actually have someone that was Miss Virginia in Miss USA in 2011, none other than Nikki Petit. And she's here in the studio with us. She's former Miss USA contestant, definitely.
And it's my birthday.
And of course it's her birthday. And she's joining us here. And she's wrestling as well.
No, we're not going to say what year I was born. Keep that a secret.
21. She's 21 years old.
I am. Thank forever. You.
Awesome. And she's dressed to kill today. She's also going to be... So first of all, we're going to be talking about wrestling because Nikki's decided that after modeling, she needs to wrestle. We're going to have a chat about this rapid change from one spectrum to another.
But first, shortly, we want to say happy birthday to... Yes. Not just Nikki, but everyone. Right?
Yes, definitely. If it's your birthday and you haven't had a chance to call into the studio, we're going to play our special birthday song that we do every morning here at Alive 90.5. So big, big happy birthday to Sharon Stone, to Chuck Norris, to Nikki Petit, to Timbaland, and to Robin Thicke. And there's just another two more people that also just text in that it's their birthday. So to those people out there, from all of us, if you haven't had a chance to call into the studio, big, big, happy, happy birthday. Now, for those of you that just tuned in, the AWF Commissioner, Matt Svensson, commented, the wait is finally over. The Australian Wrestling Federation will return to live events in 2021 after a forced breakdown due to the pandemic. The wrestlers are pumped. Our team is ready. AWF Army of Supporters. We are calling on you to come and support AWF Pro Wrestling Reset at Blacktown and the follow-up events. Make the trip to Blacktown each month. The events are going to present world-class quality wrestling that any fan, young or old, will be able to enjoy. This will be a monthly event that you'll feel part of and not want to miss. Now, in the studio, we have two amazing people. We have TNT. TNT Greg, and we have Nikki Petit. Now, for those of you that just joined in, Nikki, as I said earlier, it's a birthday. Firstly, happy birthday again. Thanks. Secondly, she was Miss Virginia and in Miss USA in 2011, and now she's changed to wrestling. So, Nikki, I'm going to start picking on you first. Looking at you, you've got Christian Louboutins on, you've got this hot dress on.
Well, it's my birthday, so I had to dress up.
Yeah, but, okay, modeling, Miss USA, now you're wrestling.
Yes.
I'm like one side of the spectrum to the other side of the spectrum. This whole transition, what made you?
What made me transition? Well, I'd grown up watching wrestling, so I'm American. It's just on our TVs. You turn it on, flip through the channels, there's always wrestling on. And it's something that I've always seen, but I never thought about doing it. And I had grown up doing beauty pageants, and I've aged out a bit of beauty pageants, and I kind of just got tired of it. It was the same thing over and over. And then when I moved to Australia, I went to a wrestling show in Newcastle, and something just clicked in my head, and I thought, I can do that. So there's a big performance aspect to it, which I love. I love being on stage. So a big part of my character is it's all eyes on me, which it's all eyes on me anyway. I mean, what can I say? So, boom. Yeah. It just really got to develop a different side of myself from a performance aspect.
So do you play the good girl this one or bad?
No, I'm the bad girl.
No, you're the bad girl.
I'm the girl that you love to hate.
So what are some of the lines you tell the audience?
So one of my lines is bow down, because what else are you going to do? You're going to bow down.
I love it.
Bow down. Okay. Well, yeah. Humility.
I mean, she's got the confidence. Why not show it? You know, strut that.
Rock it.
Yeah. And it's her birthday.
But I know I have what it takes to, you know, beat every other female out there. And it doesn't just go for females. If any guy wants to come step in the ring with me, I dare you.
Oh, wow. Oh.
TNT's back.
She's calling out everyone.
TNT, like, we have a little pact. We're not gonna beat each other up.
I got this belt here.
I know he's got the belt. I'm scared.
Well, we've got TNT Greg here, and live pro wrestling returns, as I said, to Blacktown in 2021. Australian Wrestling Federation presents AWF Pro Wrestling Reset on Friday, the 12th of March. Doors open at 6:30, Bowman Hall, Blacktown. And as I said, we've got an exciting now. TNT, I believe you are competing against with, are you with Hell Yeah?
I am with my tag team partner, Hell Yeah. It's going to be awesome. We've got the AWF tag team title match. We're taking on Mad Max from Chile. We've got another South American, Darius Vega, as his partner. It's going to be an international tag team title match. It's going to be fantastic. Detonation Crew all the way.
Wow. Awesome. Ooh. Okay, I'm hearing an accent there. Where are you from?
I'm from Australia, but I've been around the world. I've been in the wrestling bubble for a long time, so I guess that's a lot of pro wrestling talk. Awesome. Over the years that's come into this. But yeah, you know, I'm quite well traveled. You know, I've spent time many countries wrestling, like United States, Canada, wow. New Zealand, Thailand, Philippines, Japan. You know, I love professional wrestling, been a professional wrestler for 27 years, run the AWF School of Pro Wrestling, help promote the AWF live events, and pro wrestling is my life.
Excellent. Really impressed. Now, your team, TNT and Hell Yeah, you're carrying this heavy thing on your shoulder. What is that?
This is the AWF Tag Team Championship belt. Hell Yeah has one of these as well. We're going to be defending these at AWF Reset on this Friday, the 12th, at Blacktown Bowman Hall. It's going to be one hell of a match. This championship, quite prestigious. It's been defended in many places all across Australia, and we're bringing it to Blacktown. It's going to be a fantastic tag team contest.
Excellent. Really excited. Now, for the listeners out there, so 6:30, the doors open. 7 o'clock. How many matches are lined up for the night?
It's going to be 7 huge bouts. The show itself will go for over 2 hours. All ages events. So please, you know, families are welcome. You know, anyone that's into wrestling, even people that aren't into wrestling, you're going to have a great time. You know, there's going to be a bar. There'll be, you know, snacks, merchandise, whole bunch of entertainment. There'll be some other, there's going to be a raffle. There'll be a whole bunch of wrestling sort of themed things. So anyone that's interested in just live sports or a good night out, please come along. Bowman Hall, Blacktown. You can get your tickets at awfwrestling.com.au in advance. It's going to be a fantastic night for anybody that wants a great time and a good night of entertainment.
Excellent. Now, on that note, okay, if you haven't been to wrestling, because I went to my first wrestling match a couple of weeks ago, and I was on the ringside, and I must say, I could hear the bones cracking, you know, I could feel the drops of sweat splashing on me, which was really exciting, and I could see the pain. I just felt it was like a 3D, 4D immersive experience. Now, on that note, give me some of the names of some of the wrestlers that's performing on Friday.
Okay, well, we're going to have, as you might have heard before, Tobias Hemmingsworth Jr. Yeah. We've got Akel, the social influencer. Yeah. They're going to be taking on Trauma and Torture Services, TATS.
Yeah.
There's going to be a crazy, crazy man called The Outsider. He's going to be taking on Grant Lindstrom.
I know Grant. Yeah,
Lindstrom. He's a big
from
boy.
From Newcastle. Yeah,
absolutely. Great wrestler. He's been trained at the AWF School of Pro Wrestling. He's been going for nearly 2 decades now. He's been in the wrestling for a long time, and he'll be at Blacktown as well. There's going to be The Mauler taking on young up-and-comer Aries.
Oh.
There's going to be, obviously, women's
action. So the women's bout, it's me against Kobe Starr. If you're listening, you better get ready.
Oh, there's a challenge out there. Putting out there.
There's a lot of calling out here on this radio station.
I said, Twinkle, Twinkle, Kobe Star, who do you think you are?
Some fighting words.
They are fighting words.
Definitely some fighting words.
Yeah,
really exciting.
You know, so much action. You know, Matt Static is going to be returning to the ring as well. He's going to take on Chainsaw. Yeah. You know, just a night of a whole bunch of different personalities, different characters.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's like a rock concert. It's like a sporting event. It's also very personal for the crowd. They get to interact, you know, and sometimes even influence the matches, you know, with their interactions and sort of the cheering. You know, the people you'll be able to meet some of the wrestlers at the show after the bouts. You know, it's a very, very fan-friendly environment, and you know, yeah, people can feel part of the show, the atmosphere. We had a show on the 20th at Marrickville, and just the atmosphere there with the music and the people. People were dancing at the end of the show. Some pumping music, some good action. People, you know, just getting together with friends and family, having a good time. And you know, that's what the community of the wrestling is a big part about, is you know, people getting a night out, forgetting, you know, the worries of the stressful world, coming and letting loose and just having a blast.
Yeah. Now, Cameron says that he wants to come along as long as you can put him in the ring with someone that can actually, that he can
keep up with me, you know, up. Like
me.
Anyone else? It's her birthday. She's oozing with confidence, and she's calling out everyone. I'm scared. I don't even want to get in your way. So, that Kobe Starr.
Is it?
I don't. Yeah. I may God bless you.
Maybe Tobias. I don't know.
We'll see. Tobias. I could probably do that.
So, what if you want to become a wrestler? I'm really keen. Like, there's probably young listeners out there as well wanting to know, what do you have to do to become a wrestler?
Well, most people go to a wrestling school. So I've been running the AWS School of Pro Wrestling for over 2 decades now. So I trained hundreds of wrestlers. Like, the majority of wrestlers that have come through New South Wales at some stage have probably trained with me in the modern era. So I've been running that. So basically the you know, way to get in is just to try to see whether you can be accepted first. So we need you to be at a certain physical capability at a certain level. And then once we, you know, sort of accept you, then there's a whole lot of exercises that you'll need to do. So fitness, you know, learning how to protect yourself within the ring, and then learning the wrestling techniques. And then once you've learned all the techniques and all the moves and the holds and whatnot, then it's coming through from there to be able to put it all together and put it into a match and a show. Possibly, you know, it doesn't hurt if you have some personality and you're able to conduct yourself public-wise and speak and be, you know, lose that stage fright. So if you have a live event, you might have to talk or in the wrestling business, cut a promo. So you might want to talk some smack like Nikki was just doing on Kobe a little bit earlier, you know. So you know, basically have a presence, have a personality. We help you develop a personality. You know, usually it's like something that they're interested in, and then, you know, with a bit of guidance to try and make it sort of accessible to the masses. And then, hopefully it all comes together, putting it on show, giving it a trial, see if it works. And then, the sky's the limit from there.
Excellent.
But that's really something with Greg, is his passion in this industry and his take and how he runs his wrestling school is unlike anyone else in Australia. So when you come to Greg, you get the full spectrum. So you get to work on your moves, also your ring positioning, your character, and your persona inside the ring. So, you know, Greg is really doing something very different in Australia, and it's great.
So am I too old to become a wrestler?
Yes.
Straight off the bat.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I think I am too old. But anyway.
No, you could.
I still remember my moves that I used to practice when I was about 6-7 years old, jumping on the bed, and I was doing a suplex and a pile drive and a body slam and like running and jumping and hitting pillows at my sister. It was fun when WWF was on.
Sure, yeah, they're all still big moves to this day and age. So, yeah,
those lines.
I'll be ready for that late comeback, you know?
No, definitely. Awesome. So, just to recap, where can the listeners find the tickets, or find, like, if you can, have you got social media, websites, etc.?
Absolutely. So tickets for the AWF Reset event, they're available right now, awfwrestling.com.au, at our AWF Wrestling website. Yeah. We've also got Facebook, which is quite popular, which is Australian Wrestling Federation. So at the Facebook there, Twitter, AWF Wrestling, Instagram, AWF Wrestling _OFF for official. They're the main socials, you know. We also have a Pivot Share, which is just AWF Wrestling Pivot Share, where we have our, like, past events go up for people that were really keen and wanted to watch an event that couldn't be there live. And you know, we basically have our YouTube, which is really important, which is just YouTube / AWF Wrestling. We have a lot of promos and a lot of, like, those interviews to hype the matches. So if anyone goes on our YouTube, they can see, like, virtually every single match that's going to be on AWF Reset. One of the wrestlers will be talking about their match and what's to come, and it'll give you a little bit of hype to get you to the event. And hopefully this Friday everything is gonna deliver, and the people that come along are just gonna have a great time, and we're gonna all get to experience the passion and the power of professional wrestling together.
Awesome, sounds amazing. So some of that, you've got a name for it. I saw it's a Detonation Crew.
Yeah, that's my team. Myself, Hell Yeah, who you had on earlier, and Whiskey Six, who's the AWF Commonwealth Champion.
Is there three people in the team?
In our crew there is. Yeah, there's three. Maybe Matt Static might be on the way back. He's a former member. He's coming back to the ring. We're gonna suss him out, see where his priorities are at this event on Friday as well. But sometimes some alliances and stuff like that definitely help the balance of power in a promotion and can make for some interesting feuds and storylines. So we are the Detonation Crew. We're the team that does it for you.
Oh, that runs. And lastly, you mentioned something about Torment. What's this whole Torment thing about?
They're from the Western Sydney Underground. They're Torture
they're big
and Trauma
boys.
Services.
Are they big?
Kind of some big young lads that are quite threatening. They're putting hits on people in the AWF. The Detonation Crew had a run-in with them at our last event, AWF Slamdemic at Mothership Studios in Marrickville. We got our eyes in the back of our heads for those guys coming for us again, because the guys that we're facing at this show, Mad Max and Darius Vega, they're actually kind of in cahoots with Tats. So who knows what's going to happen there. They might just show up and Blacktown's a wild place. could end up being a Blacktown street fight if we're
in the car park. You never know.
We got the belts. We got our crew together. And the Detonation Crew doesn't just extend to us three members. It extends to all the fans, the AWF Army. You know, we love having our Detonation Crew of supporters with us. So no matter how many, cartel members they get together or Torture and Trauma Services, we're going to be ready, and we're going to be exploding in Blacktown.
Awesome. Well, unfortunately, it's come to the end of our show. We've got another show lined up just after this. I want to thank both Nikki and TNT Greg for joining us.